So I'm Mel Levitsky. I didn't teach graduates in the fall semester. Some of you may not know my background, so just a couple of words. So I come from the world of practice. I was an American diplomat for a long time and served in the latter part of my career, the more senior part of my career, as Deputy Assistant Secretary for Human Rights. I was in the Reagan administration. See, moron, people say. I was then ambassador to, I was the deputy director of the Voice of America. Some of you may have heard of that. That was the U.S. broadcasting arm to so-called denied nations during the Cold War, especially. And then I went to Bulgaria as a U.S. ambassador to Bulgaria, came back to the United States, was executive secretary of the State Department, and then the Assistant Secretary of State for International Narcotics Matters, which had a kind of assistance program for countries basically dealing on the supply side of narcotics. And then I went out as my last assignment as ambassador to Brazil. And now I've been teaching for 15 years or so, a little bit more than that. The first eight of those, or seven of those, at the Maxwell School at Syracuse, and then the last 6 years here at the University of Michigan, which is my alma mater. Very happy that we now have a good basketball team. I'm hoping for football in the fall. Keep my fingers crossed. So I teach this course called Drugs, Crime, and Terrorism, which has gotten the nickname of Drugs and Thugs. Basically, this is a policy course. So it's not a history course, not a political science course. It's a policy course in which I try to use decision-making on some of these issues, particularly mostly in foreign policy, to help you understand the decision-making process, not just in the United States, but worldwide and in international institutions as well, and what kind of factors enter into making decisions, some of them, as it turns out, quite wise decisions, some of them not quite so wise, some of them worked, some of them haven't worked. So there's a lot of looking at lessons we've learned from past mistakes. I use case studies, about a half a dozen case studies. I have a group exercise where I divide the class and give them each a task to, for example, advise the government of Russia on what their drug policy should be. That's an old one, so we may work up some new issues in that one. Or the government of Sweden, government of the United States, several institutions along. So it has a oral presentation and a paper that's written by a group of either three or four students, usually three or four students. Then I do a bioterrorism simulation toward the end of the course. So the course is basically divided half and half, most drugs, crime, first half, terrorism, second half. But there's a very interesting kind of comparison between the two, so that a lot of times they're brought together because, as you know, for example, in Afghanistan, the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban have used the taxing of drugs, particularly opium and heroin, out of Afghanistan, which is the largest producer in the world of those drugs, to finance their terrorist operations. And there's also a very interesting kind of confluence of the methods used. For example, when the United States helped Colombia break up the two big drug cartels, Medellin and Cali, they basically, like if you dropped a globule of mercury on the table, break up into various other small groups, disintegrate and making it harder to actually attack the drug trade in many respects. Same thing happened when the United States went into Afghanistan, kicked the government out, made Al-Qaeda escape into basically the Pakistan federal administered territorial areas. Became much harder because have you seen North Africa today, Africa, Yemen, place around the Middle East. There are a lot of terrorist organizations that are operating under general guidance, but basically making their own decisions. So there, this is the course. It's as I say, it's both learning and skills. Try to hone your skills that you do quite a bit of writing and some presentations, and I try to use my background in practice to give you a sense of what is effective, what's influential, what makes sense to do.